What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go right to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, a couple of things. You mentioned Congressman Meadows. That's my congressman over here in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yep. I called him just yesterday. I spoke to one of his flunkies. But I told the flunky what we need to do is we need to not only, curb the FBI, we need to disband them. And I also talked about the border. What we need to do on that border is we need to bring our troops home from four corners of the world, stop protecting other people's borders, and protect the United States border in this country. Now, I don't know how
I
many
absolutely
other people
agree.
Fall.
I don't think putting the army on the U.S. national border would violate posse comitatus.
I don't either. It's a military function. It really is. You could use the border patrol, left to the border patrol, as to enforce internal immigration laws. But as far as the border goes, that is a military function. It's not the border patrol is doing something. The military right now is they're protecting the United States. Period. The military is not protecting the United States by protecting Israel's borders, Saudi Arabia's borders, interfering and causing havoc in Yemen, putting troops in Syria without their permission. We're not protecting anybody in the United States, or even NATO being in hassling the Russians there on their borders. Okay, and they're not protecting the United States. I don't know who they're protecting. They're protecting the New World Order globalists, Illuminati, whatever you want to call
them. They're protecting the billionaires' investments.
Yeah. And there's another thing about Soros. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
I was going to say, there was this wonderful song by Jackson Browne called Lives in the Balance, and it was actually used as a soundtrack on the original Miami Vice for the episode called Stone's War. You can find videos of it at YouTube. Again, it's called Lives in the Balance, Jackson Browne. And if you haven't heard it, you ought to take a listen.
Yeah, I got to listen to it. Check it out on YouTube, I guess. Or on Spotify. Another thing is, as far as George Soros goes, Soros, it's very, it's clear to me who Soros really is. He is part of, like you said, the New World Order, the globalists, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them today. Okay? He is the Rothschild banks, whatever. He is their disperser. He's their money man. He goes around distributing money to radicals. And not necessarily just communist radicals, left-wing radicals, because in the Ukraine, he distributed to Nazi, to actual fascists and Nazis. He's trying to cause nothing but turmoil wherever he goes. Revolutions, rebellions all over the world, then these refugees go into other countries and cause problems, and these other countries go to turmoil. That's what Soros is doing. He is basically distributing the money. He's the disperser, what do you call it, the disperser, I guess you could say.
Paymaster. The bagman.
Yeah, exactly. He's the paymaster for the globalists, for the people laugh when you say Illuminati. But what is Illuminati? Illuminati is basically the New World Order, the globalists, or whatever else. And they go back to the 1700s. I forget the name of the guy who started it in Germany. And they're also, the Rothschilds are very influential within the Illuminati. And the big banks are very influential through the Illuminati. That's all that is. It may be a secret organization, but it's not that secret. And there's no question what they want. They want control. They want control of this whole globe. They want to do away with, I think, the majority of population on top of it. They have this dream that robots are going to run things, and they'll run the robots, and that we are going to come under, and we're going to be nothing but basically slaves. And as you can see, the Georgia Guidestones, I'm sure you know what that is.
Yes. I'm very familiar with those.
Reduce the human population. That's all they are. If people got, there was a very good, if you go to YouTube, is a very good. You could look it up too. Search engine and look up.
Yep.
A guy named Myron Fagler, something like that. This guy back in the 1960s pretty much laid the whole thing open. He pretty much described right there in 1967 what it was. It's an excellent. It's really an excellent video. He described exactly who, what these people are, and what they're trying to do back in 67 already. And I think that people should turn to him. By the way, people say, when you talk about the Rothschilds, anti-Semites, and everything like that, well, this guy, Fagel, I looked it up. He's Jewish himself. Okay, as a matter of fact, he even talked with kind of like one of these Jewish-type accents. You know, like, even though I understand he's from the United States, he probably grew up in that kind of a household, okay, where they spoke like that, and he had that kind of accent, okay? 100% yes. Pure patriot, told the absolute truth what is going on in this world. He named names. He showed how, for instance, Trotsky was helped by Jacob Schiff, who I believe is probably related somehow to Adam Schiff. How Jacob Schiff actually had him in his house here in New York City, and actually helped get him to. First to Switzerland, and then along with Lenin, got him into into Russia to help overthrow the Tsar. He had a really in for the Tsar. Didn't like Russia. Period. He thought it would be a good thing to push the commies on them, and he used Trotsky for that. Trotsky and I guess Lenin. Also, this comes from this guy Myron. He actually spells it out. So, folks, if you want to look up something good, look up Myron. Fagel, something like that. Michael Fagan. Not Michael, Myron. Myron Fagan. Look him up. I'm telling you, it's an incredible video. This man was a patriot of the First Order, and he spelled it out exactly what these people are about, period. So that's pretty much all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, you know, the reality is throughout history, there have always been groups or individuals who want to rule the entire planet more for the ego boost than anything else. It's certainly the case with Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan or any of these other conquerors. It seems to be an instinct to want to acquire more than you really need to be happy. And it's one of the great faults in the human psyche, if you will. But we're seeing, again, yet another push by these globalists for a one-world government. And they're caught up in this fantasy that it will be a utopian society, which it certainly will be for them. But it really won't be all that great for everybody else. And again, going back to the example of Alexander the Great, he's actually glorified in movies and television, that he conquered all these places and he did these wonderful works and everything. But the reality is that the ordinary people of every one of those conquered countries were subjected to hideous amounts of oppression, and they were ultimately the ones who had to pay for all the things that Alexander was building. It is a repeating aspect of history, and it is something that's wrong with the human psyche. But
Alexander the Great didn't want to turn himself into a robot, okay, and think he's going to rule the world like that and destroy most of the world's population. These people are especially evil and crazy today, what they want to do. That's the difference.
Well, if they're in their little palace there, wherever they're going to build it, surrounded by a bunch of robots, and the rest of the planet is empty, there's not really much point. The greater the Earth's population, then the greater they're going to see their power and control is. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're still talking about the immigration issue at the border. And apparently during her press conference yesterday, the Secretary of Homeland Security basically made a point of telling the assembled reporters that a large percentage of the children who were separated from the adult they were traveling with were not the child of that adult. They were being trafficked. But, of course, the liberals don't want to hear that. They want to push this idea, oh, Donald Trump is separating the families, ignoring the fact that it was happening all during Obama's time in office, going all the way back to Bush. And they're just out there playing politics. You know, get it out there. Doesn't matter if it's true. Doesn't matter if it's right. Just get it out there first and get ahead of the other side here. But again, I want to point out that the blame for all of this issue about child separation does not lie with Donald Trump, but with those adults who walk across that border illegally with children. It's their fault. Now, the reality is, contrary to the horror stories that the Democrats have been putting out about how badly the separated children are being treated, the reality is the U.S. government is spending a lot of money taking care of these kids. And the migrant children who cross into the United States have a nearly three times higher standard of living when in federal custody than the average middle-class American child. They're being well taken care of. They're getting a better deal from the government than your kids are. All right, we're going to take another phone call here from Brent in Wisconsin. Aloha, Brent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, Michael, and good afternoon. I'm sick to death of hearing about these children that are being it's almost like they're being kidnapped. But you know, this has been going on for many, many years. Just talk to some of our ancestors, the white and red men that were here, if we could, 100 or 200 years ago, and we'd see plenty of that going on.
Well, there have been abuse of children by institutions throughout history, the resident schools up in Canada, and you're right, as part of the Americanization of the West, Native American children were removed from the tribes and put in English language schools and taught to wear American clothes and so forth. And it's basically a way of trying to erase a culture and forcibly integrate everybody together. But I really want to stay in the here and now as to what's going on. And the issue here isn't that these kids are being kidnapped. As I mentioned before, if you commit a crime and you are arrested and you go to jail, they don't let you take your children with you because jail is a very dangerous place for children to be. And that is just absolute common sense. And that's the reason why these children were being basically separated from the parents, because the parents are going to jail. They crossed the border illegally. They've been arrested. They're going to jail to await deportation. Apparently, there's a very long process that they have to go through, which I think Trump ought to just speed that up. You're here illegally? Okay, you're going back. 24-hour turnaround at best. Then you wouldn't have to worry about the children being separated.
Okay, let's take a look at here and now. If you and your wife have an argument and you have children, and one of you calls the police, somebody from that family's going to jail. And when the police come over and they look around your home and they find a joint or what looks like seeds or God knows what all they can dream up, then the other parent's going to jail as well. And where do the kids go? To a foster home with a bunch of homosexuals or something.
You're mixing apples and oranges here. The two issues are nothing at all alike. And a lot of people have arguments. It doesn't necessarily involve the police. I understand where you're coming from on this, but it's a very poor analogy. Anyway, Brent, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, over at the New York Times, Ann Coulter is out there saying that, of course, the left are using the children to push the open border agenda. And yes, they are. The Democrats are desperate to flood this country with as many illegal immigrants as they can in order to register them to vote for the midterms this November and the big election in 2020. And the fact that it's illegal for these people to be here in the first place, and it's illegal for them to vote, is apparently irrelevant to the Democrats' desperation to regain control of Congress and the White House in order to bring about their liberal utopian vision, which so far is falling flat on its face here. Meanwhile, we have mothers of children, mothers of American children, killed by illegal aliens, and they're on the warpath saying that the corporate media is, they're being hypocrites, you know, to show all this sympathy for these kids who crossed into this country illegally with their parents, while at the same time, the stories of illegal aliens killing American kids don't get a lot of exposure. Again, because they're trying to push the open border agenda here. Now, Donald Trump, when he signed that executive order, he followed it up by saying Congress has to pass legislation. He took Schumer's dare to use his pen, but he's not going to be goaded into doing something where the Democrats can turn around and say he's acting like a dictator again, even though he gave the Democrats supposedly what they wanted. So Trump is out there saying Congress has to pass laws that allow the U.S. to deport children and families together. Now, this is the gauntlet in the face of the open border people, because one of the issues that came from the separation of children was that the parents would be deported back, the children would still be here. And in theory, at some point, be allowed into one of these programs, you know, like the bill that said the children of the illegal immigrants could stay and work toward becoming citizens. But Trump is right. Grab the families all as a unit and just send them back. And Donald Trump is out there reiterating the Democrats want more illegal immigrants as potential voters. And that is a big part of what's going on here. And we notice that the Democrats and the liberals are still humming and whistling and looking at the ceiling whenever anybody brings up the child migrant detentions that took place during the entire Obama administration. And apparently there was a civil rights attorney who asked President Obama to close the migrant baby jails back in 2015. And Obama refused. And all the liberal Democrats can do is keep cranking up the hysteria, their concentration camps, their extermination centers. Because, again, they can't win the argument on the facts and the logic. What they want is illegal, and most Americans understand that. So all they do is they scream racist and shout hysterically about concentration camps and just make as much of a ruckus as they can. All right, let's see. We've got another phone call. Bob in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I may be a little harsh here, but, you know, it comes down to the point that all these protesters and all the rest of that produce absolutely nothing that anybody needs. They don't even produce the cardboard that they're scribbling on their own signs.
Which protesters are you talking about?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody that's got time to be out protesting, I'm telling you, Michael, they're not out in the field producing anything.
You are being a little overly harsh because a lot of people have flexible work schedules, which allow them to take part in protests, and a lot of protests take place on weekends outside work hours. So I think you're being a little unfair. Thank you for the phone call.
Well,
we're going to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still talking about the immigration issue and how desperate the Democrats are to flood this nation with illegal immigrants who will then illegally vote for the Democrats who brought them on in. And leading the charge for the open borders, of course, is Dianne Feinstein. But it's rather interesting. Back in 1994, she had a somewhat different opinion. Quote, I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. Illegals are leeches, end quote. That's from Dianne Feinstein. Meanwhile, Trump is out there saying that he's not going to allow the United States to become a migrant camp. Now, Jeff Sessions has come on out and said the solution is easy. Build the wall and we won't face these terrible choices. Even without the wall, just start enforcing Title VIII. Start jailing all the mayors and governors of these so-called sanctuary cities. Start arresting owners of businesses who give employment to illegals. Just enforce the law. Cut off that financial incentive to come here. Unfortunately, that's not going to stop the drug smugglers who are operating outside that system. But yeah, We've got to have the wall. We've got to close the border. We have every right to close the border. If you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. And I'm sure that's a big part of the globalist philosophy, to just chip away at the borders until the nations themselves are gone. Meanwhile, former House Freedom Caucus Chairman Jim Jordan is out there saying that the proposed Ryan amnesty bill is inconsistent with the Trump election mandate, because, as you know, Trump campaigned on getting immigration under control. And a lot of people voted for him on that issue. Well, there is a bill being proposed in Congress, which would be one of the most sweeping amnesty bills ever passed. Just, you're here, you're all going to be amnestied. And the bill is written very poorly. It just says amnesty. There's some talk about some kind of enforcement, but there's no part in there about having to prove a legal right to work in this country. It's just another giveaway. The Democrats are taking something which does not belong to them, the United States of America, and they're bartering it away for votes. Because this nation, the United States of America, is our collective heritage. We, the people who for over 200 years built this nation up with our labor. I remember back when Obama was out there saying, you didn't do that, was trying to say the government was responsible for everything. No, the government is not responsible for everything. This nation, the United States, was built by the American people, and the American people own it. And government does not have the right to just give it away or barter it away, or politicians and parties don't have a right to barter it away. Speaking of Title VIII violations, the Democratic governors of Colorado, New York, and Virginia, and the Republican governors of Maryland and Massachusetts are all refusing to deploy their National Guard to the border. So they're just giving the country away here. By the way, speaking of illegals, a Honduran national in the United States illegally has been charged with killing two women in Miami over the past 3 months and then just dumping their bodies on the streets. Juan Carlos Hernandez Caceres, was arrested Saturday morning for the murders of Ann Farron, 41, and Needy Roche, 39. Both women were prostitutes, and apparently he was engaging them as prostitutes. And then for some reason, during the act, as it were, he became enraged and attacked them. Now, this next story, I'm appalled at this behavior. We have yet another has-been actor, Peter Fonda, who came on out with this tweet. We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if mother will then stand up against the giant blank hole she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country, followed by another obscenity. We should hack this system, get the addresses of the ICE agents, CBP agents, and surround their homes in protest. We should find out what schools their children go to and surround the schools in protest. Needless to say, Peter Fonda has now been reported to the Secret Service protective detail, as well he should. Now, one of the rules that we follow here at WhatReallyHappened.com, and we have since the very beginning, when you disagree with the adults, you talk to the adults, you don't involve the kids. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the immigration controversy, and we're talking about some of the behavior of the liberals. And I don't think they understand the optics when they come on out and shout profanities at the First Family, when Peter Fonda comes on out and talks about snatching Barron away from Melania. I mean, is this what liberalism has sunk to? Hysterics and tantrums if they don't get what they want. Well, apparently over at Congressman Brian Mast's office, an intern answered the phone, and the caller said, "I'm going to find the congressman's kids and kill them. If you're going to separate kids at the border, I'm going to kill his kids. Don't try to find me, because you won't." And then they did. Man's name is Lawrence Key, and he's facing charges, obviously. Apparently, this Key has called Mast's office 478 times and also contacted Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson. And apparently, he is an activist. So, again, liberals need to step back and take a look at how this is going to be perceived, how this kind of behavior is going to be perceived by the American public in general. You know, we want what we want, and if we don't get it, we're going to kill your kids. I'm absolutely appalled. Whether it's this key, whether it's Peter Fonda, whether it's Samantha Bee, whether it's Kathy Griffin, they're making liberalism look bad. They're destroying their own political ideology. I remember when I was a kid where the liberals held themselves up as an intellectual elite that were going to win the debate with logic and thoughtfulness and good planning. Not anymore. They're a bunch of screaming children with bubble wrap and Play-Doh. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, my policy, hands off the kids. You don't involve the kids. You don't involve the families. You don't do that. Barron, as far as I can tell, is a nice kid. You leave him alone. In fact, I'll be honest, I'd rather meet Barron than Donald. That's another issue entirely. All right, now, James Wood, and I almost feel bad for the guy because throughout his career, he's played more negative, villainous characters, and it's not really him. He's highly intelligent. And anyway, he came on out with this brilliant response to Hillary's faux outrage over Trump's immigration policy, forgetting that it was Obama's immigration policy and Bush's immigration policy. But, oh, no, this is Trump. This is just outrageous. And James Wood came back and said, now do Haiti. Occupy Wall Street put out a tweet, including a graphic suggesting that ICE agents should be stabbed and their hearts ripped out and put on display. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Philip in Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. What's on my mind is the facilitators of all of this deranged attitude and behavior and comments such as the one that came out from Mr. Fonda there. Donald Trump was right, even if you quote him correctly about the media, when he said the fake news is the enemy of the people. And they reported that falsely, and they left out the fake news part and said that he was attacking the media, and you know they said that he said the media is the enemy of the people. Well, they're proving
he actually was because you know the corporate media is the enemy of liberty and freedom in this country because it is a giant propaganda machine serving political and corporate interests. And so whether they misquoted him or not, that was definitely Trump's intention. And the corporate media is doing a disservice to the public, which is why I've been doing what I'm doing for nearly a quarter of a century now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm sick and tired of these hypocrite liars, you know, whether it's a political party using the media to try and get their way. Trying to make dramatic statement and then get us to backtrack on what we're saying, even though it's true, you know, like Trump said, the media is the enemy of the public, the people.
Yes,
and just you need to remember this, folks. Possibly you could help me determine which one of these terms applies to the mass media. Would you consider them to be the fourth estate or the fifth column?
That's actually a very good question. There's definitely a blending of the two.
Yeah, and you know, if you read the definition of these two entities, they are an enemy, and that's exactly what the media is acting like. The fourth estate is a segment of society that wields an indirect but significant influence on society, even though it is not a formally recognized part of the political system. The fifth column is any group of people who undermine a larger group from within, usually in favor of an enemy group or nation, and their activities can be overt or clandestine. So
that sounds like APAC to me.
Well, yeah, that's appropriate to application, you know, for that group. But just remember, folks, you know, that the media is the driving force behind all of this Trump derangement syndrome that's getting people to come out and make these ridiculous statements, you know, like Fonda, or going to these restaurants. I'd like to know who went, how they found out that the director of the HHS was there at that restaurant.
Well, it turns out that the leader of this group that went into the restaurant and harassed her is Allison Hrabar, and she is an employee at the Department of Justice. And this action on her part may violate Department of Justice bias rules. And the question now is, did she have some kind of access to Nielsen's schedule in order to set this up?
That sounds like some criminal behavior there.
And again, the optics are just terrible on this thing, because the open borders people cannot win the open borders argument with the facts and the logic and the law. The law's against them. The facts are against them. Everybody looks around and sees the damage that the illegal immigrants and the refugees are causing here and in Europe. And so all they can do is fall back and say, you know, give us what we want, or we're going to scream at you. We're going to yell at you. We're going to threaten your children's lives.
Yep. Well, and I just remembered, you know, that whenever we see a big time propaganda campaign going on like this, it's always a multifaceted operation. They want to accomplish a lot of things in it. And I think you already mentioned this. One of them, this is a great diversion away from the IG report, where it revealed, you know, that Obama lied about his knowledge of the server and just, you know, all of that stuff associated with the email situation. It is appalling. Just like you said about Fonda's comment, I find what the media has been doing is just as appalling, and it is beyond comprehension. I just can't see how these people are getting away with, you know, just outright lying with all of these made-up stories. And, you know, like Melania was not happy in the White House, you know, and she was recovering from surgery and all that, and they were concocting and fabricating, you know, false narratives about that. I mean, just it never stops with these people.
That's another example of what I was talking about. Melania, when she's dealing with a medical issue, should be off limits to any responsible journalist. Okay. You know, yes, she's ill, she's doing well, and you stop there and you don't speculate past that. That's inappropriate. To my mind, that's inappropriate behavior.
Well, what I've been doing is whenever I come in contact with somebody and I can detect their outright animosity towards Trump, I didn't even vote for the man, but I'm just an objective observer, and I see what's going on. And I tell him, hey, you need to go to the doctor and get that TDS checked out, man. This Trump derangement syndrome.
This TDS, it's organized. It's not a grassroots movement. You basically have the Hollywood liberal establishment is out there pushing people to say, we got to get Trump because, you know, first of all, he's a Republican. That's strike one against him. He's a populist. That's strike two. And he's a nationalist. That's strike three. And that's why you have people like Robert De Niro standing up at the Tony Awards screaming blank you Trump twice and getting a standing ovation. But it's a small little tiny group that is using their celebrity status to go on out and make these outrageous statements. And frankly, I got to be very honest. I think the Secret Service ought to give Peter Fonda a good dressing down on this. That was wholly inappropriate for him to say. I'm angry on behalf of the Trump family that this sort of thing happened to him, to them.
I was just sad that Melania had to call the Secret Service and Trump didn't. Donald should
have did that. Somebody should have called the Secret Service. That was way out of line, what Peter Fonda said. That was just totally out of line. He's an actor. He's a has-been actor. as opposed to me. I'm not a has-been. I'm a never was.
Well, just remember, folks, before I go, that our enemy is defined. Take your pick, fourth estate or fifth column. They are the enemy of the public.
They certainly are. They are the handmaidens, Mike, of the money junkies and the power seekers and the corporations. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
All right. Thank you.
Do you remember Danny Williams? Danny Williams has long claimed to be the son of Bill Clinton by Bobby Ann, a former prostitute that Bill Clinton did business with back in Little Rock back in 1984. Bill Clinton, of course, has always denied it. At one point, they claimed there was a DNA test that exonerated Bill Clinton. It turned out there was, in fact, no such DNA test. Danny Williams has been asking for one, for a paternity test, for a long time. But right now, he's out there basically slamming Bill Clinton for his supposed compassion for the immigrant children separated from their parents at the border while abandoning his own son. And of course, hypocrisy, thy name is Democrat. Okay, getting on out to some other stories here before the end of the show. as you know, Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest and has a right to host the next Eurovision Song Contest. And a lot of people are out saying they're going to boycott it. They're not going to take part because of what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. And somebody put up an online poll at one of the British newspapers. And initially, the poll was showing overwhelming support for a boycott of Israel's Eurovision. And then partway through the day, something weird began to happen. And the poll began to shift back toward the other direction about, no, you should not boycott Israel's Eurovision. And everybody was wondering what was happening, and they were accusing the newspaper of rigging their own poll, and the newspaper said it wasn't us. And then apparently the managers of Israel's ACT IL application took credit for manipulating the poll in Israel's favor. Now, this ACT IL is an app that goes on the phone of Israel's supporters. It's an Israel government-backed smartphone app that directs users to take actions online to make it Israel has much more grassroots support than it actually does. Israel will send out these text messages to the app, which will say, log in here and do this, call in there, scream anti-Semite at this person. It's a very well-funded, highly organized system. And ACT-IL may have actually shot themselves in the foot by going public with this, because first of all, Israel doesn't want the public to know that social media is being manipulated with an organized propaganda campaign. And it's triggered a backlash because, as you know, Eurovision is decided with voting and by the public. And it's raised the question, could Israel have cheated the Eurovision Song Contest to win it using this application? An interesting possibility. Up in Canada, and it's amazing that this is still going on. Apparently, Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that LGBT rights have a higher priority than religious beliefs. This is a continuation of this liberal thing that LGBT people can go into places of business whose owners have certain religious beliefs and force them to do business that is contrary to their beliefs. And Canada's Supreme Court agreed. And this is going to backlash on the LGBT community, and I'll tell you why. It's one thing to say we want to be accepted. Yeah, we accept you. Fine. You live your lives. We live our lives. We're going to be fine. But now they're getting confrontational and they're getting aggressive and they're trying to force themselves into places where they really shouldn't be going. They've lost that sense of live and let live. And it's going to backfire. You're going to see a new rise of anti-LGBT sentiment, not over the fact that they're LGBT, but over this behavior. And again, it's liberalism at work. Give us what we want, or we're going to throw a tantrum, or we're going to take you to court, or we're going to get the laws changed. You do what we want you to do. Forget about what you want to do. Forget what about your core beliefs. They don't matter. All that matters is the liberal utopia, which we are here to enforce. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. Do you remember those Antifa riots in Berkeley last year? And at one of the rallies, several firefighters and police officers personally witnessed at close range a mob of Antifa rioters attack a guy who was just sitting on a wall. And the attackers would have killed the man if the cops had not interrupted the attack and arrested a few of them. Well, apparently yesterday, after this outrageous trial, the Antifa attackers were found not guilty, mainly because the victim was a Trump voter, thus a bad man and deserving of getting beaten to within an inch of his life. Even the prosecutor, whose job it supposedly is to convict the Antifa attackers, described the victim as repulsive and dislikable. And the judge allowed Antifa and BAMN to pack every seat in the courtroom every day, where they constantly booed and hissed and held up banners and interrupted witnesses. The entire trial was a circus, and the judge never once stopped it or threatened a mistrial. Antifa members even stalked the jurors and yelled threats and lies at them during the trial. This is a travesty of justice. We've lost the rule of law. We have descended into mob rule. If the mob says kill the Trump supporter, that's what's going to happen, and the courts will let him go. Now, yesterday, I think it was, we mentioned that Southern Poverty Law Center had agreed to a settlement with an organization that they had smeared as a Muslim terrorist organization or some such nonsense. It's not like anybody pays attention to Southern Poverty Law Center. But they agreed to the settlement, which was a blow to their credibility. It's the first time it's happened in the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they had to come on out and say, yes, we were wrong to label this organization this way, and we're going to pay them, I think it was a little over $1 million. Well, that has opened the floodgates, because now about 60 organizations are considering lawsuits against the Southern Poverty Law Center for being falsely branded as white supremacists or terror organizations or things like that. And remember, whatreallyhappened.com, at one point, we made the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never, ever, 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 ever read, or your nose will drop off. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Well, we're coming up here to the end of the show. I'm going to get one computer story in here. Google has apparently killed off domain fronting. So secure communications just got tougher. And it's basically, this domain fronting was used as an anti-censorship technique to bypass filtering. And Google has now killed that off. They want total control. They must have control of the internet. We must control the discussions. All your computers are belong to us. Meanwhile, it's come on out that YouTube's piracy filter is blocking out things like MIT course videos, Blender videos, and other legitimate videos as well. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting stuff to be sharing with you. Please take what you learn here and share it with everyone that you know. Face to face, have a conversation. Let's bring back the art of the interpersonal interaction. And because social media, it is totally controlled and it's totally filtered. It's the new world order. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.